Hi, everyone. So there has been a lot going on this week, and I want to share it all with you. So as you may know, if you follow me on Twitter, I posted something. It was an announcement that I voice acted the final boss for Tower Defense Simulator on Roblox. And I honestly need to talk about it for a second because it has to be one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Because as someone who was there when this whole event was even being planned, just seeing it come to life was absolutely spectacular. It was breathtaking. It was just amazing. And I am so grateful to the team and everyone that I was even given an opportunity to be part of it. Okay, so let me just break it down for you. Basically, in a nutshell, I am the voice actress for the Umbra for Tower Defense Simulator, the final boss for the Solar Eclipse update. And I was also the one who basically made concepts for her design, her weaponry, and a lot of the dialogue for the update. So I did a good handful amount of work. And I would attend consistent meetings. We would talk about things and just seeing all the talent gather around together to make this wonderful event. It was so motivational, so inspiring in a way. I was like, wow, all of this talent coming in together to make one thing. It was so, so cool, honestly. And I am just really happy that I was able to experience it. And, oh my gosh, it's just awesome. And when I posted the announcement yesterday that I voice acted for her, it was really, really well received, and it just kind of solidified my thoughts of I really do want to do this for a living. Seeing how my work really impacted other people, it really just, I was like, wow, oh my gosh, it was breathtaking, it was mind-blowing, it was insane. I never would imagine to see myself like this. I recall a long time ago, I was given the question, what type of character would you like to voice act in the professional field? And I said that I wanted to voice act a villain. And here I am. I voice acted a villain. It's just surreal. I didn't expect it to happen so soon. And honestly, the way that it happened was really interesting. So the owners of TDS, I actually know them. I met up with them in real life at an anime convention, and they were the nicest people. I love them so much. They're really hard workers. They're inspirational. I love them. And working with them was honestly a joy. And yeah, so we were at the anime convention and we sat down with them. And they were like, so, Bethy, I was thinking of doing our first ever female boss in Tower Defense Simulator. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. And they offered to me, would you like to voice act for her? And I was like, I would love to help you guys out. I will do it for free. You guys are my really close friends. I would love to help you with everything. And yeah, I would have to say I am really, really happy that I took the opportunity, that I was even given the opportunity, number one. And just working with everyone was so, so cool. And it kind of just shows me a glimpse of what my future would be if I continue pursuing voice acting. And I have to say, it is definitely, this experience really just set into stone, Bethy, you are going to be a voice actress in the future. This is your element. This is what you want to do. And And I was just like, wow, that feeling was amazing. It was amazing to me. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. I love that so much. And it just feels amazing to like even be able to talk about it with you guys. So thank you for listening to me fangirl basically for a good few minutes, but my God, it is so cool. I wish I could show you guys some inside stuff, but I don't think I can do that. But if I ever do get the go-ahead, I will show you some of the stuff that I did for TDS, such examples like the concept art, maybe some of the process of what I did, all of that stuff. But again, I do need to make sure that I'm basically given the green light to do so. So yeah, keep an eye out for that. If I'm able to share anything, I most definitely will with you guys. But yeah, honestly, the one thing that I think that everyone should take from this is that you will make it. Whatever you dream of, you will make it. Every day is a step forward to your goal. And I want you to always remember that even if you don't quote-unquote do a lot one day, you deserve to be happy. Don't ever penalize yourself for not doing enough, because trust and believe, you are doing just fine. I got really poetic there, but it's true. Like, as long as you do your best, you're doing amazing. And sometimes your best is just getting out of bed, getting enough to eat, or maybe just thinking about your day. Sometimes your best can vary, and that's okay. I know this talk went from like talking about my voice acting stuff to this, but I just want you guys to know that you can do it. I know you can. You know you can. And you got it. But like, seriously, you got this. You're gonna do amazing. And with that, I'm going to end off this Softly Spoken Saturday with just one note. I would say the best cheese is probably pepper jack or cheddar. That is up for discussion if anyone else wants to contribute to the conversation. So do let me know, what is your favorite cheese? Okay? Okay. See you guys next week.